Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 99.9 KISW, loud and local. I'm on the phone right now by one Tad Doyle of the band Tad, of Brothers of the Sonic Cloth, but like I said, of Tad. We're talking about the re-release of the classic God's Balls, Salt Lick, and Eight-Way Santa coming out on Friday. How are you doing, Tad?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you.
Of course.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's awesome to talk to you again. Last time we had you in the studio, we talked about the upcoming Brothers of the Sonic Cloth record, and then you guys destroyed on that record. You toured Europe, and now you're re-releasing these three Tad classics. First, I was just wondering, where am I speaking to you from tonight? Where are you right now?
I'm in Seattle. I just got out of a recording session I'm doing and didn't have time to come down, so this is the best way to do it. And I just wanted to let you know, it's not just reissues. It's completely remastered, and the art look is similar, but it's just looks spiffy.
I was wondering about the remastering it and re-releasing the artwork and everything. How much of a hands-on approach did you have on this? Were you able to kind of work with Sub Pop on it?
Yeah, absolutely. They kept me busy for sure. Jack and Dino did the remastering. He took the original tapes and restored them and then transferred them and did the hard work. And then I put together the lyrics, because we never had any lyrics for any of the records. And we're just, you know, amused by a lot of the misquotes of the lyrics that we had. So we figured it was time to lay the mystery at rest and do the real thing.
That's awesome. So how long was the process, and how long have you been in talks with Sub Pop, and how long did it take to before it finally came to fruition?
Well, it's been a couple of years, actually. We started the process. Sub Pop got a hold of us. We're like, yeah, totally, man. It's time. Let's do it.
Yeah. They've been out of print for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Our friend Andy Kotowitz at Sub Pop wound up getting in a horrible car accident a couple of years ago, and
okay.
He lost his life, and I believe his daughter did as well. I'm not sure. Pretty tragic scene.
Yeah.
So that kind of put it on hold for a while, and
absolutely.
Rightly so, you know. People's lives are important. So we took some time off from that and then came back to it when it seemed appropriate. And move forward with it with Sub Pop full bore.
I was wondering about, so playing in your current band, Brothers of the Sonic Cloth, how often do fans approach you and ask you about Tad? Is it something that people talk to you about and want to know about? And you know, maybe people that weren't around during the day when you guys were playing? And what are some of the more common questions they have for you about Tad?
Oh, you know, the usual, like the story of Jack. The song Jack off of Salt Lick, did that really happen? And I'm like, yeah. The touring with Nirvana, of course.
Yeah.
And then a little known story that actually happened too. We were in Belfast and our hotel got bombed the night we were there.
Damn.
And nobody died from that, luckily. But we were woken up in the middle of the night and ushered across the street to a pub, which we completely utilized to its fullest extent.
I would imagine.
You know, being Irish, you know, of Irish descent, I decided, yeah, I got to pay homage. So
wow.
We did that. yeah, you know, people are usually say, man, I love your stuff from way back. So it's really good to have fans connect from the previous years and then have a whole new slew of people who've never heard it before, you know, discover it, you know, discover the brothers as well.
Absolutely. And now that it's been a few years and you're able to kind of look back, what about Tad to you makes the band stand the test of time and makes it worthy of revisiting?
Well, that's the thing. When we started this process and Dino was sending me the treatment that he did, and I honestly had not heard those songs in many, many years, 20 years plus. So
yeah,
sitting down and actually hearing them as a listener for the first time, you know, I was listening as a person who was just hearing the music as a whole, as a musician and an engineer, producer. I spent a lot of time listening to intricate parts and just making sure they're right and everything. So it was really, it struck me at that point, you know, how much of a force of nature we were as a band, and
yeah,
how tight we were. And we had our own thing that, you know, we got lumped in with the genre name, the G word, but I think we defied that and had our own niche. So it's great to have that be able to be see the light of day again.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It seems to be one of those things where maybe you didn't get maybe as much credit during the time when there was like the Soundgardens and the Nirvanas, but now like, people look back and those albums they stand the test of time. It's awesome.
Well, let's face it, Tad Band was not a pretty boy band at all. We had a ferocious low end and rhythm section that was scary to some people at times, and we had a folklore that followed us as well. So we weren't ever expecting, you know, fame in the sense of, you know, being on the cover of magazines, but we were. We wound up doing that, and it was perplexing and amusing and fun as for all of us, you know.
So I got a copy of the reissues or of the remastered re-releases. Pretty awesome. I gotta ask you, how does it make you feel that there's gonna be like huge posters of your face when in your 20s on the wall of some, you know, a teen and 20-year-old kids that you've never met before?
Well, I just gotta say, it's about time.
Exactly. That is your teeny bopper poster you never got.
Yeah, and I hope it just sits really nicely next to Bieber in his 20s.
Yes. That's a perfect 1-2 punch there. Tad Doyle and Justin
Katy
Bieber.
Katy Perry. We want to sandwich Katy Perry with Bieber and me.
Oh, perfect.
She'll be the little meat.
All right. So I was just wondering about like the locally, like when you were with Tad, what were some of your favorite venues to play in Seattle?
Well, we had a lot of good times at a place called The Vogue on First Avenue, First in Virginia. The Central Tavern was a blast.
Oh, yeah.
The Off-Ramp, way back when, you know.
That would be El Corazon these days, correct?
Exactly,
yep.
Yeah.
Word.
The Moore Theater, that was a huge event. Lame Fest, the original Lame Fest, and that was really fun playing that.
So some places that have actually remained. That's good to hear. I was wondering about what 2016 looks like for you personally. I know the re-releases are coming out this Friday. Again, I wanted to mention this Friday, God's Balls, Salt Lick, and 8-Way Santa. Re-release, remaster, reissue, reimagining of these awesome Tad records out on Friday. But besides that, what does 2016 look like for you beyond that?
Oh, man, it's been a really good year, you know, recording a lot of bands at my studio, Witch Ape Studio.
Yeah.
TadDoyle.com, you can find out a lot of stuff. We got the reissues out and ready to go, reconnecting with a lot of friends. And, you know, the brothers are putting this year to rest with, we just played a show on the 29th, and that'll be our last show of the year. So we're getting ready to woodshed and get into the den and come up with the next record.
Some more sonic heaviness.
Yeah, exactly, man. We're going to push the envelope wide open and, you know, do some more rhythmic dimensionalism that we only touched on the last record. So if you heard the last record,
yeah,
you know that there was a tectonic shift that's probably going to trigger Mount Rainier blowing its top.
Uh-oh.
And the tsunami.
Oh,
but, if it didn't happen, it's going to happen this next time. So
Well, we can look forward to that as we all crumble. We'll at least have some good tunes to listen to.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, last question I have for you. What do you want Tad to remember, to be remembered for looking back?
Just that we had integrity and we always played music and stayed true to our vision. We never hopped on any bandwagons. We weren't imitating anybody. We were just doing what came naturally. You know, there's a lot of peace in that for me that, and I play with some really great players. I want that to be more about them, you know, because I've enjoyed a lot of notoriety and fame and infame from the whole experience. And I want the other guys to be recognized for the immense contribution that they made to music and certainly the Pacific Northwest as well as the world.
Well, we will be able to listen to that contribution again on Friday. Go and pick up the three albums by Tad, God's Ball, Salt Lick, and Eight Way Santa on Sub Pop Records. Thank you very much, Tad, for talking with me today, and I look forward to speaking with you soon.
Indeed, Kevin. Thank you. And remember, when you go into a record store, scream God's Ball, Salt Lick, Eight Way Santa as loud as you can. I want that record.
I will. Thanks, Tad.
All right, man.
Bye.
Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.